This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off with Mike. Hi, Mike. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Mike, welcome to the show. You're live on air. How can I help?
Well, I just recently lowered my cholesterol 80 points and lost 25 pounds.
That's fantastic. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. I feel very good about it. And what I did is I went on a plant-healthy diet where I quit eating dairy and I quit eating red meat. And I eat, just like you told the last gentleman, grains and nuts and greens, leafy vegetables, fruits. I think I have more energy. I feel great. And I'm in my 60s and I wanted to have you comment because I really enjoyed what you've been telling people, because I think our health is totally in our hands.
It is, completely. A little bit of genetics. You got about 25%, maybe what grandma and grandpa handed down to you. But other than that, for the most part, the responsibility lies in our hands for sure. Plant-based diet is good. I'm still a big fan of protein sources. You definitely need at least bare minimum fish and eggs, without a doubt. And I would lay off the grains. I am not a big grain fan. So breads, pastas, cereals, crackers, not a big fan of those, especially the ones that are gluten-based. So you have gluten-based foods. Gluten is a protein that's found in most grains, and it wreaks havoc on the body, creates a lot of inflammation, crosses the blood-brain barrier, and can cause a lot of brain chemistry instabilities. I'm not a big fan. So fruits and vegetables for the carbohydrates are where it's at. Protein sources, if you want to stay limited, just go to eggs and fish. And then, of course, all the healthy fats, like we talked about, almonds and walnuts, cashews, all the nuts except peanuts, avocados, and just, I mean, you've got coconut oil, butter, olive oil over vegetables, not heated, and just coconut oil, the list goes on. So, big fan of that. You want to lay out the red meat, chicken, turkey, all that, that's cool. But just make sure you add in the fish and the eggs. Those two are very, very important. But the plant-based diet, the concept of it, keeping the body alkaline, easier for the body to break down, it's all right. And I'm not against vegans, vegetarians, I don't think they're crazy and all that. I'm all for it. You can make all that work. Whatever your belief system is, that's cool. It's just about making sure, my gosh, I'd rather have to deal with that and come up with a structured program that can help you get all the proteins you need than trying to get someone off of fast food and just junk food. That's just a big headache within itself. That's where a lot of Americans live, though. So it's good you made some major changes in your life. Drop the weight, feel healthier, good cholesterol levels. Energy levels are good. I'm excited for you, man. I really am. Thanks for sharing that. And just keep listening. And if you need anything, we're here for you each and every day. Dave, you're next with us on the show. Hi, Dave. Dave, you with us?
Yeah,
yes, sir.
Can you hear me, doctor?
I sure can. What's your question?
I got a buddy of mine that I work with. He's suffering with gout. I wanted to know if there was some natural alternatives I could help him out with, tell him about.
How long has he been suffering with it?
He's his wrist is, like, swollen up so bad that he can't even use it. And today he came into work, and he it's in his ankle now, and he can't walk. He's a veteran, so I don't know if that had anything to do with, like, Gulf War syndrome or anything like that. And,
I mean, it's gout more than anything. It's just the body's inability to break down proteins very well. And what happens is he gets a lot of the uric acid crystals that build up in a joint like the wrist or the big toe or the ankle. It can show itself in several different areas. Has he been under a lot of emotional stress? Do you know much about him personally?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm actually, he's like one of my best friends. So, yeah, he's stressed out all the time like most Americans, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because gout, a lot of times with any kind of gouty arthritis or arthritis in general, the emotional component is pretty strong, meaning that if you're under a lot of emotional stress, it can trigger those areas in a big way. So that might be something just to think about for a moment, just to make sure that he's, you know, gets everything under control in his personal life, too. That's going to be a contributing factor. There's just not a silver bullet that's going to help him get well all of a sudden. It's kind of a multitude of things and how the body functions. So I can tell you that hydrochloric acid is important when you're looking at, it's called betaine hydrochloride, when you're looking at gout, that's a big one. And you want to stay off the red wine. You want to stay off processed foods, stay off red meat, until the body can clear out a lot of the purines and the uric acid, which it will do. Drink plenty of water, of course. Cranberry can be helpful. I'm a bigger fan of cranberry extract. You can look up all that. Good research on it, by the way. British did quite a bit of research on that and how it can help with arthritis. Garlic is actually really good, too, for gout. It's just been known for that. Now, the standard medication that the physician that we use in medicine, has he gone that route at all?
No. Well, he goes to the VA. He goes to the VA hospital.
Yeah, but they could give it to him there.
Yeah, they want to put him on some new, like a new trial of something. They're going to experiment with him a little bit. He just signed up for it.
He doesn't want to do it?
No, he wants to do it. He's going to sign up. It's something that the VA contacted him about.
Yeah, I mean, it's just
involved.
Yeah, and that's going to be up to his discretion. You know, just understand that he's being a guinea pig for that, and I don't know that that's... And that's just his choice, something I wouldn't do personally. But the medication itself, if it's a real bad case of gout, can be very helpful. And I'm definitely not anti-medicine by any means. I'm actually for it. And that the medication, the standard of care that we're using now, can be really, really helpful. So you might want to talk to his doctor about that, mention that to him. The natural methods are good if you've got a light case. And you can also... all over the place. It's pretty incredible just to see how that's happening. But kind of the bottom line is, it's cutting down inflammation in your diet, making sure that your diet is extremely healthy. If you've got poor habits, which most people that are under a lot of pain do, like smoking, which is going to add to it tremendously, about 50% of the symptoms are going to be increased by smoking. Also drinking, being very hard on the liver. If you drink alcohol on a regular basis, that's something you might want to consider. There are some new products out. I've seen there's a new one out called Amino Active, and it's got a protein base to it, an amino acid base to it. It is really, really great. There are options out there. I just want you to know that, because with things like Amino Active, with cutting down foods that create inflammation, with cutting out things like coffee, keeping the body less acidic and more alkaline, there's a lot of great principles. If you're dealing with chronic pain, you've been taking pain meds for a long time, that your doctor can work with you on and come up with a game plan so you don't have to be stuck. Some people like taking the pain meds, but I hear a lot from you guys that you want to come off, and there's some great tools out there to do that. We'll be right back.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you been injured? Had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885. Or visit AccidentCenterUSA.com. That's AccidentCenterUSA.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to AccidentCenterUSA.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. If you're thinking about nighttime habits that might be ruining your sleep and your health, so many people I talk to have struggles with sleeping. And many times it can be a nutritional deficiency. Many times it can be mental or emotional that, you know, just drama going on in your life that can keep you up. But here's some typical habits that if you think about changing them, might be helpful and can help you sleep better. So number one is the grinding your teeth. It's always called sleep bruxism is kind of the formal name of it. But many people unknowingly clench their jaw or grind their teeth at night, which can lead to tension headaches, earaches, irritated tissue on the inside of your cheeks, jaw pain, and permanent damage to your teeth in the form of chips and worn down enamel that cause sensitivity or cracks. Now, stress can be a factor, so reducing the amount of worry in your life can really help. If it doesn't, see your dentist about designing your own personal mouth guard to be able to sleep with. So not exactly the sexiest thing to wear to bed, but it definitely offers more sleep, and it does help for sure. So number two, sucking on a cough drop. If you suffer from chronic cough, cold, or sinus infection, or postnasal drip, sucking on a cough drop every night may be the only way you can get some sleep without coughing to keep you up. Although soothing to your throat, exposure to the bath of sugar all night is sure to lead to tooth decay and cavities. And if the cough persists, obviously you want to see your doctor. A lot of good things you can do, though. You got a persistent cough. And you've got chamomile tea that can be really good. And also echinacea tea combined with that can be phenomenal in helping with coughs. And looking at ionic silver into your teas, and there's a lot of things you can do from a natural perspective. Sleeping on an old pillow may be one of the reasons as well. So remember, aside from being unsupportive and leading to neck or back pain, the dust mites love hanging out in the old pillows. Even if you don't suffer from allergies, it's not healthy to breathe dust mites all night long. And, of course, experts say you should change your pillows out every few years, but if you find they're lumpy, need to be fluffed up, obviously you can make that happen, but it's not hard. They're not expensive, and getting new pillows every so often probably a good thing. Tossing and turning. If you're not getting enough sleep quality or quality of sleep, you're at the greater risk of getting sick. They did a little survey the other day, and they said, you know, what are the top things that you can do to improve your immune system and ward off disease and sickness? Of course, they had all the things like vitamin C and vitamin D and all this other stuff. And then, of course, they had to get more rest. And we found that that is the biggest piece. So weight gain, impaired memory, increased blood pressure, moodiness, and skipped workouts from lack of energy, all these contribute to poor health. So it's important to figure out what's preventing your insomnia in order to get a solid amount of Z's. Crank out the heat. You not only sleep better in a cool room, around 60 degrees, turning up the heat dries the air, causing more sore throats and nighttime coughing. So those are some tips that really can help with your sleep patterns. And when it comes down to it, it's pretty challenging. Getting your rest is so critical for your overall health. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Questions about your health, you can also go online. GetWellRadio.com is the website. We'll be glad to make your email part of the show, or we can answer it in private, whatever you choose. Our preferred wellness providers, I like to talk about them a lot. Reason is because we're getting calls and emails constantly. We have been for a long time. Where you folks that are looking for providers that practice this type of style and philosophy that I talk about here on the show, kind of blending traditional and alternative medicine along with nutrition and lifestyle-based care. We've got a network now of providers around the country as this show is growing leaps and bounds all over the place. I mean, it's amazing. So thank you for being listeners. Thank you for asking for it in other cities. It is just growing tremendously, and it's fun to be able to see so many people get helped with their health and just go to the next level. So we thank you for that. Tommy, you're next with us on the show. How can I help?
Well, got a 17-year-old son that has been a diabetic since he was six. He was born 2 pounds and 5 ounces, preemie, and he is here the last year or so has started complaining with headaches, and mostly in the temple area. And he had told me today that he had had some blurred vision at times during school. So wanted to see if you had any idea. He basically eats pretty much anything he wants to because he's on the pump. The doctor tells us that that he is okay to do that. His weight is fine. No problem with weight. Has great blood sugars. He checks his blood anywhere from 5 to 8 times a day, and in most cases he runs pretty normal around the 135 area. But these okay. headaches, we just don't have a clue. We go to the eye doctor every year, regular, and he does wear contacts.
But is the headaches themselves, are they more in the morning and then they get better as the day goes on? Or does it happen anytime?
All day. Just basically all day.
And where does it hurt the most?
In the temple area is the biggest thing. And then some in the back of the neck, upper neck part.
Okay, yeah. That can be definitely a bit of a challenge for sure.
Yeah.
Well, here's the deal. Has he seen just his regular doctor, family doctor? Is that pretty much it?
No. He has a doctor that he sees that's a diabetic doctor.
So his endocrinologist is working with him on that, and
yes.
then he's got his pediatrician that's working with him. Okay. So what I would do in this case, if he's got some lower neck pain as well, chiropractic physician would probably be the best bet because you've got non-surgical methods for the nervous system, making sure that his structural aspect of his body works well. And an osteopathic physician can do well too, a DO. It just depends on if they kept practicing more of the manipulative-based medicine, which, of course, the OMT, as they call it, which can be extremely helpful for chronic headaches. So it may just be something as simple as that. And remember, the nervous system is so important. It's powerful. If you don't work with the nervous system and get it working properly, keep the degeneration down in the spine, it can cause a lot of issues. So that might be a path to go down to get some answers.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. This is the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Healthy talk radio, or once, a little healthy talk radio. Stephen in Charleston, South Carolina. What's a good treatment for shingles? Well, the best thing for shingles, cutting out the stress in your life, because that's the big trigger for shingles. When you get herpes zoster virus and get it flared up and fired up in the body, it means that you got a ton of stress, number one, and it's been laying dormant in your body for a long time. It's not like you catch it just then, typically. And you know, it takes a lot to trigger it. It really does. Tons to trigger that. So just something to think about. L-lysine is kind of an antiviral type supplement. It's a protein. It's an amino acid. L-arginine found in almonds and chocolate pretty heavily. You want to be careful of that. So anytime you drink a lot of or eat a lot of foods that contain L-arginine in it, you have the propensity to flare up a virus. So just a couple things to keep in mind. Medication that the doctors put you on, very good. Acyclovir, whatever they decide to use, is really, really good. I mean, it's for acute cases, it works great, gets it knocked down, settles everything down, because shingles is painful. I mean, if you've never had it, it is extremely painful just to watch people go through that. And the tracks that it goes down on the torso or sometimes on the face, it can just burn and hurt. So you need something to be able to jump in there and really settle things down. But, you know, long-term, getting the emotions under control for whatever you're going through and cutting down stress in your life, that is critical when you're talking about this, all right? 888-283-7272 lines are open. We're going to go to Sherry now. Hi, Sherry. Welcome to the show.
Hi. I had a question about, I know that cow's milk, you always say that it's not that good for allergies, and goat's milk and goat's cheese is better. But I went to the health food store, and the man there said that he had some raw goat's cheese, and it's unpasteurized, and he said it's just as good as goat cheese because it's cow cheese, and it was unpasteurized. And he said there's so many enzymes and cultures in it that he didn't think it would affect allergies, and because it was unpasteurized, he said it was just as good for you as goat cheese. Is that true?
Yeah, it actually is. There's some truth to that. I'm still a bigger fan of goat's milk than I am cow's milk, period. So raw cow's milk, raw goat's milk are both really, really good. You know, as far as cheeses go, you're going to be better off still with the goat cheese. But cow cheese, raw and unpasteurized, is better than the milk itself. And it just is. You still got the casein protein in there, but it denatures a little bit when it goes through the fermentation process as cheese is being made. So as long as you understand that, then that's the key. I'd still always lean toward the goat's milk than I would the cow's milk. But if you're going to do cow's milk at all, raw and unpasteurized, definitely the way to go. It's very tough to find it. A lot of states are pretty heavy on the regulations on that, so you kind of on your own risk with that deal. But technically, I mean, that's what I grew up on. We grew up on, my grandparents had a farm, and we grew up on that. I grew up on raw cow's milk, and I had a great immune system when I was little, and still do today. And I believe a lot of it was based on the diet and everything that I was fed when I was a kid. So pretty interesting. But yeah, I mean, that plays a big, big role. And so leaning on the goat's milk, probably a little bit better. But if you're going to do cow's milk, raw and unpasteurized, definitely the way to go, but definitely go more with the cheese side and the yogurt side than the actual milk side itself. Still good for you, though. Not against it by any means. The pasteurized and homogenized, that's a whole different animal. Kills a lot of the enzymes and the proteins, and I could go on and on about that one. All right. Keep me posted. 888-283-7272 lines are open. With questions about your health, you can also go online, getwellradio.com. Shoot me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. Let's go to Danny. Hi, Danny.
Yes. Kind of question about fluoride and its effects in the body on the bones and stuff, and how to maybe possibly detoxify what you fluoride out of the body. I've been having a very hard time finding water, drinking water. You know, when you're on the road trying to find, you know, bottled water and stuff, you never know which ones have it in there and which ones don't.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, fluoride, I mean, it's tough because, of course, they say that everything's tested, but there's not a lot of regulation on water. They can pretty much put what they want to in there. And, you know, the reality is you don't really know. You just don't know. So if you're looking about fluoride and all, you know, fluoride is, it gets a bad rap, and rightfully so. There's way too much fluoride in our water system. You only need like a small amount, but we do need some. So to say we don't need any fluoride is not true. Just like you need some chlorine in the body, believe it or not. Little bitty bit, just a tad bit. Fluoride too, but you definitely don't need what we have in our water supply. It can be toxic really, really fast. So if you want to just detoxify, it's better just get a whole house water filtration system so you're not bathing in it, you're not drinking it, and you really can cut fluoride completely out of your system. And in that way, if you get a whole house filtration system, you know what you've got, different than going to, say, a gas station and and just kind of taking what they have there. So it just, you know, the bottled waters and not really knowing and all that. It's easier to monitor at home, which is why I'm a big fan of the filtration systems that are out there. Getting it in the house, and that way everything is covered. 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Vanessa. Hi, Vanessa.
Well, about 4 years ago, I used to be really healthy, and then I got sick, and I got diagnosed with hyperthyroid. And I wanted to know what the diet and lifestyle should be. Is soy bad, and is it always permanent?
Hypothyroidism, when you have a low thyroid function, the biggest thing you want to watch out for are the cruciferous vegetables. And, yeah, I know they're supposed to be so good for you, and they are, but they can negatively affect the thyroid. So you're looking at broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, and even one of the fruits, believe it or not, has some components in it that can be a little bit challenging, and those are strawberries. All the other berries are fine, but strawberries can be a little bit challenging. They have some components in there that can slow the thyroid down. Another thing that can help from a dietary perspective is coconut oil. Coconut oil plays a big role in thyroid function and can be extremely helpful. Soy so much is more about the hormones overall, female hormones, and making sure that the hormones are functioning at a good level. So I'm not a big soy fan at all. Matter of fact, you read anything I've written or listen to my shows long enough and you'll know I'm pretty much anti-soy. And for guys, too, it's not good. It'll throw off your testosterone levels, drop those, and raise your estrogen levels, which is no fun for anybody, especially if you're a guy. So those are a couple of things. Hope they help. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Let's go to Ronnie. Hi, Ronnie.
Yes, sir. I'm glad you took my call. I had a histoplasmosis, and they did surgery, and they found one of my lymph nodes had calcified, and it was the size of an orange, and that they removed it. And in 99 or 2000, I had kidney stones, and so the doctor removed those, and they also were calcified, and I've had kidney stones another time in 03, and they were calcified, and I've got them right now. And I'm wondering what's causing everything, you know, in my body just calcified.
Well, the big key is vitamin D when it comes to calcium. And if you've got excessive calcium that's not being utilized, meaning, and we do because it's in so much of our food supply, and our body's pretty amazing at being such a great buffer system. It can go in and make sure you have enough calcium no matter what. And it does do that. But if we're low in vitamin D3, if we get low in D3 in our bodies, which is easy to do. Matter of fact, most Americans are deficient in vitamin D. They just are. Go get a blood test done. I mean, that's really the telltale test. You get the blood test done, it shows that you're like at 15 or 20. You're low. Man. I mean, really low. And one of the best ways to get it up is just by taking the supplement itself. The whole thing about going out and getting sunlight, that's great for maintenance, but that's not going to go crank your D levels up through the roof. All right, you have to sit out and bake like a sausage. So you just want to be real careful with that. The supplementation is a better way to go. It's definitely the nutrient of the century. It's pretty incredible, actually. So the vitamin D can transform pretty much anything in the body. For the most part, when it comes to the immune system, it is, I mean, it's pretty strong. So hope that helps. Ginger is our food for the day. And of course, food for the day is critical. I think that, of course, food's our best medicine so many times. And we can change so much within our health by just little things, by changing the foods that we eat. So let's talk about ginger today. Ginger root, by the way, you can pick it up at most stores now. And it's great, of course, for salads. It's great to eat by itself. It's just phenomenal, and it's easy to kind of walk with migraines. Research has shown that ginger can really help overall migraine relief and with the inflammation around the blood vessels. Menstrual cramp relief, Chinese medicine, it is a gold standard to use ginger tea with brown sugar for menstrual cramps. So there you go, ladies. Little home remedy right there. And then prevention of diabetic neuropathy. Now, diabetic neuropathy is where, when you have diabetes, you have actually shooting-type pains down either the legs or the arms into the hands or feet. and it can be really challenging. Now, one of the number one issues for that is vitamin B6 deficiency. Pyridoxamine would be the one to help that. But they found now that ginger can help tremendously, reducing the incidence of the diabetic neuropathy. 888-283-7272. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885. Or visit AccidentCenterUSA.com. That's AccidentCenterUSA.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to AccidentCenterUSA.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Connect with OnCall Radio and watch OnCall TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Go online. You have to be one to make the changes, though. Nobody else can do it for you. Your friends, your family members, your coworkers, your wife, your husband. Nobody can make and take responsibility for your health, but you. You have to make the change. So the question is, are you willing? Let's go to Becky now. Hi, Becky. Welcome to the show.
Yes, sir. I have my tongue. Everything sets it on fire. My mouth draws like I've had something bitter, and I'm getting hoarser and hoarser. It doesn't hurt in my throat. And my lips are getting to where they're like chapped all the time and cracking on each side.
Could be a couple things. A lot of times when you have those kind of conditions, it can be nerve-related. So you might want to have that checked out. And when I say that, I mean, you can go to a neurologist. I think that's a good way to go. Family doctor, then you'll go to a neurologist typically. But you might want to have either an osteopathic physician or a chiropractic physician or even a naturopathic physician take a look at that. And they've got some great alternative means to be able to figure out exactly what's going on and come up with a good game plan. So it could be a vitamin B1 or B2 deficiency too. A lot of that can create burning and cause some cracking and whatnot within the mouth. So increasing your vegetable intake can be helpful. If that doesn't work, then you can look into the supplementation from vitamin B1, thiamine pyrophosphate, or riboflavin 5-phosphate, which is a derivative of vitamin B2. Hope that helps. Scripture for the day comes from Proverbs chapter 31, verse 30. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. And that is for sure. Dental visits now to ERs are on the rise. So Americans who turn up in the emergency room to get dental care really aren't lost. They're probably just running out of options. So according to a new report from the Pew Center of the States, more than 800,000 visits to the ER in 2009 were for toothaches and other avoidable dental ailments. People showing up in emergency rooms for dental is really your sign that your system is breaking down. Shelley Gershon said, who's the director of the Pew Center's Children's Dental Campaign, it's just not serving enough people. She said in the symptom and crisis, in hard times, states often cut Medicaid's dental benefits, pushing low-income patients from the dentist office into the emergency room. But the shift from Medicaid reimbursements to hospitals is still costly to states, though the dental groups have long since said that ERs only provide temporary relief for dental emergencies and lead to recurring hospital visits, which can burden the taxpayers for spending it in the worst possible way, she said. For example, the report shows that in 2002, Maryland had a 12% increase in the rate of ER visits and also Medicaid reimbursements for private practice dentists treating adult emergencies. Florida reported more than 115,000 dental-related ER visits in 2010, and in Oregon, a 31% hike of the ER cases among Medicaid enrollees over a three-year period. Access to dental care is also creating a surge in ER visits. Safety net facilities like community health centers are losing federal funding and are unable to provide comprehensive dental care. The report suggests several steps to alleviate this problem. States committed to serving more low-income people should ensure their Medicaid reimbursement rates are high enough to cover the cost of care. So that's catch 22. Do you use the hospitals or do you not? When you've got, I mean, my gosh, you get tooth pain, you're going to go. Regardless of what we've been going back and forth here in this article about the increase and this and that and the other, the bottom line is we're going to use whatever facility we have to get out of pain. That's just our human nature. But I do think we need to do something for reimbursements for the dentist because, I mean, you start cutting Medicaid, you start cutting down the reimbursements, you're going to get a poor quality of care. I mean, think about it. I mean, I don't mind. No dentist would mind giving some benevolence, I'm for certain. But you start cutting the overall reimbursement, you're going to start getting some. The last thing I want working on me is a disgruntled dentist. Can I get an amen? Because I'm telling you, I don't like going to the dentist at all. Sorry, fellas and gals. I just am just not. It's just not my favorite place to go. Think you're great. Think you're awesome. But I just don't get real fired up about it. And if I, you know, I've had a couple of cavities in my lifetime, and it's just not fun. So I don't get real fired up about it. So you take a disgruntled dentist who's only going to get $15 instead of $80 because of my insurance, and he knows it. That's not going to be a pretty day. Last thing I want to do is be laying in that chair and have somebody with a bunch of instruments in my mouth trying to figure out and being real frustrated that my insurance ain't going to pay him. I'd be the kind of guy that would just pony up cash and just be like, look, man, take good care of my mouth. You know, just the way that I am. But that is, it's crazy to think about that. But they're doing it with everybody. And doctors, it's happening with them. Physicians, happening with them as well. And it's going to be a challenge. It'll be interesting to see what happens. That's for sure. And, I mean, just in the middle of all this, it's pretty intense. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Our preferred wellness providers, don't forget, healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do, nutrition and lifestyle-based care, and they are growing every single day. It's pretty exciting. Samantha wanted to know, she's in California, and she wants to know about getting a personal trainer. Now, I talk about personal training a lot. Matter of fact, Fitness Together is a great national chain, our chain that we... as our provider in Chattanooga. Phenomenal group of folks over there if you live in the Chattanooga area. But personal training is important. I think that everyone that embarks on any type of fitness routine needs to have a personal trainer, at least for a period of time. Maybe it be a month or 2 months, but you learn so much and your results are just phenomenal. You will double, triple the time and the results and not waste a lot of time. So I'm a big fan. Yes, I do think that's a smart move. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. We're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.